This is Passport to Texas. The Gulf of Mexico has a lot going for it, but one thing it lacks is substrate. Substrate is hard material on which an organism can live and grow. That's where this guy comes in.
Dale Shively, I'm the program leader for the Artificial Reef Program at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Travel to the Gulf with Shively and his crew this week on the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series as they nearshore reef a 155-foot decommissioned freighter called the Kinta in 77 feet of water, 8 miles off the coast of Corpus Christi.
Basically, what we have is a huge piece of metal that will benefit the local environment. Marine organisms will begin to grow on it. Fish will be attracted to it immediately. It's been cleaned of environmental hazards and it's ready to go.
Brooke Shipley-Lozano, a marine biologist with Parks and Wildlife, was at the reefing event and explains what will happen to the freighter.
So the water will start coming in at the stern, and then gradually the water will fill up the ballast tanks one by one from the stern to the fore, and the rear of the ship should hit the bottom. Then eventually the bow will follow suit, and it will land perfectly upright, and everyone will celebrate.
Will there be celebrating? Find out when you watch the segment Sinking the Kinta S the week of December 28th on the Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.